It's showtime, folks. 102.5, 106.3, the game. We are live today at the BetMGM Sports Lounge at Bridgestone Arena. Sorry to be a little late. We'll just...
Autographs, man.
Autographs, yeah.
Get people out of here, away from us.
But we're up and running.
Good, man. Live at the BetMGM Lounge at Bridgestone Arena today. A lot of fun.
Yeah, we're going to be here for a Braves watch party. It starts... they'll really be here around 11, so we're just kind of here to let folks in. But
yep,
park cars at 11. Park cars. It'll be a good time. Dr. Crane's back at the studio. Hello, Dr. Crane.
Hello, hello.
How you doing? Not good. I'm glad.
Good morning, Dr. Crane.
It's one of those mornings. Deep breath, right?
Yeah, you're all good, man. Yeah, we're that crowd out there trying to get through the crowd is like crazy.
Security did a great job keeping them away from us.
Yeah, so but now we're in the BetMGM Lounge and we're good to go.
We are. We've got a great show planned. Usually, John McClain joins us at 9:30 on Wednesdays. He will actually join us tomorrow. We'll have Paul Feinbaum at 10:30 today. Looking forward to that. But before that, the great Jim Wyatt, TennesseeTitans.com. We'll join the program.
Yeah, so. I look forward to talking to him today. We're 8 days out, baby.
So let's just get right into it because we're going to spend a lot of time on our question of the day. I think it's going to be a fun question of the day and get a lot of participation. So, Joe, take it away.
So with the draft being 8 days away, we talk a lot about Cam Ward, who the Titans are going to pick. So a lot of times we spend going back like, I remember this pick or that pick, and, oh, that was a great pick and all that. But we decided today to do some, have a little fun with our audience out there to get your reaction. This is always good. So today we want to know.
Well, hang on. Pause. Okay. Sorry. This is my bad.
Sorry.
I'm a little flustered.
It's okay.
Let's talk some Preds for a second.
Sure.
Because Brady Shea is on the line with us.
Oh, okay.
They have their final game of the season coming up tonight. Brady, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're fantastic. We're already down here at the rink, so ready for you guys. Do you get kind of the same – I know this is your first year with the Nashville Predators, but, you know – the season's ending probably a lot sooner than you wanted it to. Do you get like the same kind of last day of school feelings every year, or is it different because of how the season goes?
Yeah, it's different for sure. I think this year we obviously haven't done what we wanted to, and you never want to be done playing before the playoffs. So the last few years for me, it's been losing in the playoffs, which is never a fun way to end it. And this is obviously feels a little different coming in as your last game and being done a little early. So it's not the feeling we want to have, but something we can learn from this year and build on it and get ready for next year.
What have you seen out of some of the young guys that have joined? We saw Ufko make his NHL debut the other night on the defensive side of things. So how fun's it been to see kind of these youngsters get their shot at the NHL?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, I think they've all done a really good job. I mean, it's not easy coming into the league, especially as a young guy. And I think all the guys have taken the opportunity and have played really well. So, especially, you know, on the defense side, I think we've had a lot of guys come in and not an easy position to play, and guys have done a great job and have jumped in and have played really well. So it's good to see that we have guys that can play here for the future. It's definitely great.
We're talking to Brady Shea this morning on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Brady, how long does it take you to start reflecting back on the season? Or is it something that you do the last two games of the season? And when you reflect back, what's the most frustrating part personally for you when this season comes to an end?
I think you start reflecting right away. I think it's hard not to think about it. Most frustrating. I mean, it was just overall, you know, pretty frustrating year. I think the way we started was very frustrating. You know, we had a big summer and got a lot of guys, and just it didn't click right away. So I think the start was obviously pretty frustrating, and then you're always trying to kind of battle back and a little behind the eight ball. So that was definitely difficult, and I think we've been playing. I mean, we have been playing better lately as of recent. Like I said, we can take this year and then learn from it and come in next year. We got to be ready to start off on the right foot and hopefully things click right away. And then, you don't need to be chasing the season like we kind of were the whole year this year.
Yeah, when you reflect back, it, you know, the frustration part, but I'm sure there's points in this where, like, you get mad because you guys do have a great hockey team. It's unfortunate how it all played out, but can you be mad at what happened this past season as well as frustrated?
Frustrated, yeah. I mean, you're frustrated during the season. I think after the year is done, you know, you can't do anything about it. You gotta try to learn and get better. Obviously, it's frustrating. You want to, especially for a guy like me that signs here and wants to help the team win, and it didn't happen right away. So that's frustrating for sure. But I think we have the pieces here to be a really good hockey team. There's no question about that. So obviously, frustrating during the year, and but I'm also proud of the team for not giving up, and we've done a great job of showing up every day and giving it our best, and no one's packed it in. Everyone's been playing hard, and even though we've been out for a little bit, so it's there's definitely things you can take from the season and be happy about, but definitely things that we can learn from and get better for next year.
Brady Shea is with us. So What do you want out of Smashville? What do you want out of your crowd tonight? It's the last game. You know, I will say that I think the fans have been very supportive. The crowds have been good, you know, even when you guys weren't going to make the playoffs. So what do you want out of them tonight for one more time?
They've been incredible. I mean, I've played here as a visitor and then been here this year as a home player, and they've been, I mean, the fact that they show up and are loud every night and knowing where our team sits in the standings, it's, they just keep doing whatever, what they've been doing. It's been unbelievable support that we've had this year. I know it's not the year we wanted to have and not the year the fans wanted to have, but the support that they've shown this year is, I mean, from the start of the year all the way till now has been really incredible, and it's great to see as a player and a guy that's going to be here for a little bit. So it's they've been doing a great job, so just keep doing what they're doing. It's been we players really appreciate it.
Well, Brady, I will say you've been a part of the rotation to come on with us all year. We really appreciate that. I know that when we do this next year, we're going to be talking about a lot of wins. But appreciate your teammates. Good luck tonight and enjoy the offseason.
Thank you, guys. No problem. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Brady Shea, Preds defenseman, joining us here on the program. We are up and running at the BetMGM Lounge here at Bridgestone Arena. We're going to get our question of the day out there. We're going to have some fun. But again, come support these guys tonight, because even though it didn't go the way everybody wanted it to and hoped it would, they have obviously put a lot of effort towards it and need your support tonight. So we will do that. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Wednesday. We're live at BetMGM Lounge at Bridgestone Arena. The Atlanta Braves are going to be here a little bit later. They have a watch party that we'll be telling you about. Their game gets underway at noon against the Toronto Blue Jays. So they'll be here giving away Braves tickets to a game of your choice every 30 minutes, plus hats, T-shirts, autographed baseballs. And the first 15 people that come through the door are going to get a pair of Preds tickets to tonight's game. So really, really cool. Come down and see us if you're on your lunch break at the BetMGM Lounge. I got a great menu, a lot of TV, so you can watch the Bravos and then come back tonight for the Preds game.
A lot of fun happening, man.
Yes, indeed.
A lot of fun.
Yes, thank you to Brady Shea for joining us, and thank you for bearing with us as we try and get through some technical issues. Why don't you throw out our question of the day?
So the draft is 8 days away, and we need y'all's response on this. So we don't like to use the Mount Rushmore of things, but it's the Mount Splashmore. Guys who did not make a splash for the Titans, we want to know the top.
I want to go to Mount Splashmore.
We're going
to
give you
take me already. Take me now.
Isaiah Wilson's already on the Mount Splashmore of terrible draft choices. So he's number one. So that's like Wheel of Fortune. They gave you the RSTNLE. You get that.
So you need three more.
We want to hear from you who are the three worst Titans draft choices of all time, but they have to be in the first, second, or third rounds. Those are the ones that are going to be depended on to come in for the most part and play right away. So the three worst Titans draft choices since 1999. Not Tennessee Oilers. We're doing the Titans in 99. We need three to add up there with Isaiah Wilson. 615-737-1025. And it can go anywhere. Here's my three. So in 2003, they took a DB out of Oklahoma, Andre Wolfolk. He was awful. Absolutely great in college. Awful for the tight. I mean, he was awful. He's my number two you put up there. Number three was a linebacker taken in 2018 out of Alabama. And I think Vrabel and Robinson got drunk off the fact that he played linebacker at Alabama. But Rashawn Evans was terrible. Absolutely terrible. He did not belong in the National Football League. That was an awful
pick. But you're going to have him on your Mount Splashmore of
bad draft choices?
Or Mount Trashmore is Nick Frazier.
Okay, whatever. Rashawn Evans up there. This is mine, man.
Okay,
back off.
All right.
And number four was a running back out of Arizona they took in the second round of 2007 named Chris Henry. Built like Mr. Olympia. I mean, that guy was built.
Rick, you know what?
Yeah, I mean, he was built. Oh, my Lord. He was awful. I won't name the lineman who said this, but it's like, he told me at the time, he said, how in the hell did we ever draft this guy? He goes, he wouldn't have made the team as a free agent. I mean, we could have got him as a free agent to come in there and wouldn't have done anything. So my four, you got Isaiah Wilson, Artie's on the board, Andre Wolfolk, Rashawn Evans, and Chris Henry are my personal four worst draft choices the Tides have had since 1999. What says you, Chaser?
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good list. All right. Figuring this out, I mean, I think there are a lot of different – Chris Henry, I mean, I want to be different from you, but Chris Henry I kind of feel like has to be on mine.
It's fine. He's terrible.
So I'm going to go Chris Henry. Here's one that you probably forgot. Ryan Mouton. Third round pick in 2009, DB out of Hawaii.
Yeah. What year was that?
2009. Remember he fumbled the kickoff? Or he did it like twice, kickoff or punt, something like that?
Oh, he loved running his mouth on Twitter, though.
He did. He was pretty bad. So that was 2009. Kevin Dodd is definitely an easy one for me. He was a second round pick. Just did absolutely nothing. And then Caleb Farley. You drafted drafted a guy with a bad back.
I forgot about him. Terrible.
I'm going to say joining Isaiah Wilson will be Chris Henry, Ryan Mouton, Kevin Dodd, and Caleb Farley. Wait, no.
So you
five.
Got
that's
look
five.
At you.
That's five.
Are you
going to
get three, pal? You got to whittle it down to three.
Okay, to be different, I'll take Henry off and I'll do my three.
God, that's bad. Farley was terrible.
Yeah.
Injured. Mouton, yeah, loved to run his mouth. He loved to run his mouth on Twitter.
Terrible.
Was not good. And then Kevin Dodd. Kevin Dodd's interesting to me because I don't think he had a lot of buildup going into the draft. And
I liked
took
the
him.
Pick.
And then he just –
He was good at Clemson.
He was really good at Clemson.
I liked the pick.
But because they had taken Conklin first, you get kind of like, oh, they got Conklin, and then everybody after that. But to me, he just was like a nothing Dodd. So
you know, what's funny is they had three second-rounders that year because of all the trades that J. Robin made.
Right.
And we know who ended up being the best pick out of that draft, but – At the time, Dodd was probably the best second-round pick. Like, once they made it, it's like, okay, here's a sure thing. You know, because a lot of people were hating on Henry. You know, like, why would you take Henry? You just,
yeah.
You know, all that stuff. And that turned out to work out.
But, well, it did because, remember, we talked about this. He was a second running back taken in the draft that year after your boy for the Cowboys, Ezekiel Elliott. So, it's like, remember, don't take a running back. Don't take a running back. And they did, but – I mean, I cannot believe I forgot about Farley. I cannot believe. With me going back to Chris Henry, I mean, a second rounder. I'll never forget, Chase, when they took Chris Henry, I was working at Channel 2 at the time, and he was not on our list. We had no list of Chris Henry. There was nowhere to find him. And so we ended up having to call Tucson and say, hey, can you mine, at the time it's called fibering, can you fiber us some video of Chris Henry? And they're like, yeah. I'll never forget the guy saying, yeah, we can't believe you guys took him either. I'm like, you guys? I didn't take him. I would have never taken him. So the rumor was at the time that when they drafted him, it was a look, because that was Floyd had just left, right? So that was been Reinfeld's first year as the GM. And the rumor was like, well, we drafted him. Now you got to coach him to Fisher. And they're like, this guy's not good at all. And so, yeah, but Chris Henry, because I was at practice every day, saw Chris Henry. The linemen couldn't stand him. They actually felt sorry for him. And that's why Chris Henry, to me, made the list.
That's a good one. 615-737-1025. Your Mount Splashmore, Trashmore. We don't want to use the term Mount Rushmore because I think it's an overused term in sports radio. Worst draft picks by the Tennessee Titans. Isaiah Wilson is automatically up there. He is the worst. And there are so many different places that you can go. But we'll take your calls, your texts, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We're live today at the BetMGM Lounge at Bridgestone Arena. Your calls and texts on this next. 1025, 1063, the game.
Oh, that's solid gold.
Dr. Crane knows that this kind of music is soothing to me. And I need to be soothed right now. Chase and Big Joe, 1025, 1063, the game. Here on this Wednesday, we're live at the BetMGM Lounge at Bridgestone Arena, Predators' final home game. But our question of the day is a good one. We're calling it Mount Splashmore because they didn't make a splash.
Yep.
For the Tennessee Titans. Worst draft picks in Titans history. You get three of them because Isaiah Wilson is number one. He's in the Hall of Fame. He played four snaps for the team. Undisputed. Mine were Ryan Mouton, who was a DB in 2009, Kevin Dodd, and then Caleb Farley.
Caleb Farley's one that I forgot about. And here's the deal. Also,
we've left and look, some of you are like, how could you leave a specific guy off? We've kind of done that on purpose because y'all are going to say it.
Yeah.
We know you're going to say it.
And a little caveat to it. They got to be a first, second, or third rounder. Rocky Top Bucks on X says, and it just refreshed. You guys are sitting so many in right now. Thank you for this. Bishop Sankey and Rocky Kalmus. Honorable mention goes to Jake Locker. The Sankey one is another one. That
Sankey's
was like,
a good one.
And I remember when they drafted him, and I was like, where is this guy from? And I'll never forget, again, Wisenhut said they went to the Senior Bowl, and they liked the way he picked up the blitz. I'm like, well, can he catch? Can he catch a little bit? Can he score? Well, I mean, he's good. I mean, all the stammering, stuttering that goes on. But, yeah, thank you. Bishop Sankey, man.
This is how bad Chris Henry was.
Oh,
listen to this text. Tommy, did Big Joe mean Chris Brown, the running back? I also think their biggest miss is every quarterback since McNair, with the exception of VY's Rookie of the Year. No, Chris Henry exists.
Yes. Chris 2007.
Brown, Chris Brown and Chris Henry are two different people.
Chris Brown ran for 1,000 yards in 2003. He had a lot of upside. He came out of Colorado in number 29. I like Chris Brown. I thought he was a good running back in college. He backed up Eddie for a little bit, rushed for 1,000 in 03, and just got injured down the part of that and didn't really pan out. It's bad that he got injured. But, yeah, Chris Brown and Chris Henry, two completely different running backs. And Chris Brown should have been, you know, Mr. America or been in the bodybuilding or something. I mean, he was jacked. I tell you, I mean, he was jacked, but my goodness, was he terrible.
B-Man says Tyrone Calico was a bum. I'm gonna dispute that one a little bit because I actually think he showed some promise and then he got hurt.
Got hurt.
He's the reason the horse collar tackle is a legal move in the NFL. So I'm gonna give him a little bit of a pass. I know talking to Floyd about him, Floyd was really, and Jeff Fisher, they were both really excited about him, and it just was unfortunate that, you know, he got hurt in the way that he did because he was never the same. But he was good out of MTSU. Was he a third-round pick?
He was.
Yeah.
Neil on X says, not to mention, but a quarterback at the University of Texas, he proved why NFL is not for long league. Vince Young is an interesting
case. He's not a bust.
He's not a bust at all. He doesn't make the list at all because there are some flashes where he was just amazing. I just don't think he was gosh, what's the word? I don't think he was ready for the game. And I think it just – I don't think he worked hard enough. And there's a few things that go along with that.
Yeah, and I think – so here's the deal, guys. Being a disappointment is different than being a bust. They're two different things. There are a lot of disappointments in the National Football League, but they're not busts. Now, Jake Locker, I could probably argue that he was a bust.
Yeah.
But Vince won Rookie of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
But Vince took you to a play. You went to the playoffs with Vince. Lost to San Diego, right?
In 07, yeah.
Yeah, it was his second year. Yep. So that's not a bust, mm-mm, in my opinion. Locker, there can be an argument for. But I'm you know, I think a lot of people will kind of put Vince in that category. But
is Vince in the disappointment category?
Yeah.
Because there was so much. Yeah.
Yeah, he was disappointing.
And I think that's, you know, had he panned out, there would not have been a Locker that would have been taken there. But somebody, I'm getting peppered now with Burks, you know.
Well, yeah, and I was going to get to him. So there's two that we didn't mention that I certainly think could be on this list.
Okay.
Treylon Burks is one of those. And then Chance Warmack, who was the first-round pick out of Alabama.
Chance is on my
let's see. I haven't seen
– Yep, Chance Warmack. Came in 2013, the 10th pick. And a great locker room guy. I mean, funny and everything else. But I'm telling you, man, most of these Alabama guys just flame out at the next level because they were surrounded by so much good talent at Alabama – that he came up here and he just couldn't handle himself. You know, I don't know, Warmack won a Super Bowl ring with the Eagles in 16, but, or is it 17? 17, sorry. But he was not anything decent here with the Titans at all. Not at all.
Let's see. Kevin Dodd gets another vote. 9680 got the reference. Will you take us to Mount Splashmore? Will you take us to Mount Splashmore? Will you take us to Mount Splashmore? How many of these bad picks are from the J-Rob years? Burks, Wilson, Dodd. But, I mean, you can do that with
Evans.
Every GM. Evans. You can do that with every GM.
That's a good point. There's some good ones here with that. Remember, first, second, and third rounders, what you got to – we're looking into that. You know, he had Austin Johnson went third in 2016. That 2016 draft was something else because you had Conklin,
yeah,
Austin Johnson, Derrick Henry, Kevin Byard. And if Dodd would have panned out, I mean, he would have been – that would have been a really, really good draft for them.
I am surprised that this name has not come up yet. Hit it, Dr. Crane. What about Justin Hunter out of the University of Tennessee? It was the Warmack draft. They traded up in the second round to get him. And he was the one that what's Van Jefferson's dad's name? Sean Jefferson put the Jag on his jersey, just a guy.
I forgot about
that. Justin Hunter was they traded up to get him.
He did his career, I guess. Is this a career or 1 year? It says he had 85 receptions. Was that in the 2013 year?
Probably.
I guess. And then he flamed out after that.
But he was another one that didn't want to work.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Dr. Crane, you have your list.
Yes, I do. I was going to ask before I say this. Didn't Justin Hunter have a overtime winning catch against the Chargers back in the day? Do you guys recall what I'm talking about? Or if it was a late fourth quarter?
I do remember he had one. He had something. He had one moment of glory. That may be it. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was like a home game on a Sunday, and they were playing the Chargers, and he had a nice little toe tap grab in the like back or front corner of the end zone. I think that was his only claim to fame with the Titans. But as for my list, I have Doriel Green Beckham, Darrington Evans, and Dez Fitzpatrick, and then obviously Chance Warmack, the honorable mention, because he's a first-round pick. But
so Dez Fitzpatrick was a fourth-round pick. So you get it's got to be
on,
first three rounds.
Dr. Crane.
But no, DG. Oh, DG.
Oh, this is great. Doriel Green Beckham. His entire career, he ended up with 68 catches, less than 1,000. And the Justin Hunter was his career, 85 catches. And his career had 28 with the Titans in the second year. That's just terrible. I mean, that's, again, you break down all these guys and they're intangible. And then they get here and they're like, you're terrible. I mean, Doriel Green Beckham was a good college player, and he gets here, and he's awful. And I forgot about – this is the one I remember we used to sit around and laugh about. I laughed about this Kuharski years ago. In that 15 draft, Dr. Crane, Jeremiah Putasi, who was 20 years old, ended up being like an arena ball like 2 or 3 years after this. So
he was a third round pick, right?
Third round pick, baby.
Here's a here's another one that people probably forget about. So 2005.
Oh no.
They took two receivers in the third round.
Oh no.
Do you remember those?
I'm looking at them now.
Courtney Roby had one career touchdown.
But Courtney Roby ended up going to the Saints. And I think he ran a punt back in the
he was a good
championship
guy. He was
game.
A good return guy.
So he just didn't hit his what he wanted to be here. Didn't kind of and then, achieve anything.
And then Brandon Jones, I would say, was terrible because he was 113 catches for 1,398 yards, 9 touchdowns over the course of 4 years.
Yeah. But also, look in that draft in the fourth round who they took at 113. Big Country, baby. David Stewart. Worst interview of all time, but that he
Big Country?
That was fine.
Yeah, well,
care.
You didn't draft him to do that.
That's right. You draft him to talk. You just draft him to protect the right side. Him and Roos were great in the left and right side, man. There was no question about those guys for years going on with that. But what
you
do
know you – You know what draft
– Where do you rank Pac-Man on this?
I was just – literally just about to ask you that. He's not – I mean, he – look, he played in the league for – how long was he in the league? He was in the league for over 10 years, like 13 years.
But
he was in the league for – yeah. I mean, again, disappointing.
Yeah, disappointing. Yeah, he's not really a bust. Yeah, disappointing. Yeah.
Definitely not a bust, but disappointing. I mean, you look at his stats. He had, I mean, he has 17 interceptions in his career. He had 3 sacks. You know what draft is interesting? 2004. Didn't have a first-round pick, but had 3 second-rounders, 2 third-rounders. Ben Troop, solid player.
Yeah.
Travis LeBoy, solid player. Antoine Odom, solid. Randy Starks. And then Rich Gardner is the only one I don't remember.
Rich Gardner. This is great. So LeBoy made the Super Bowl with the Cardinals in 2008.
Yeah. Odom was with the Bengals.
Bengals and played pretty well. I mean, he ended up being 7 years in the league. Ben Troop had so much promise, but he just
didn't
wasn't
he get hurt.
I don't remember.
I don't know. He's down in like Savannah doing radio and stuff.
I remember his first game in one of these like 07 or 08, he caught his first pass in the 12th game of the year, and Greg Pogue stands up in the press box and says, "Hey everybody, Ben Troop now has one more pass catch than I do in the 2000s. And everybody in the press box laughed. I mean, everybody laughed on that. So, yeah, it's funny because we get all in, with the 22, 23, 24 draft, but you go back to this 01, 02, 03, especially the 03 with Andre Wolfolk. People forgot about him, but, I mean, he was terrible.
Kenny the Mailman wants to weigh in on the draft issues of the two-tone blue. Kenny, what's up?
Hello, good friends.
Hello, sir.
Are we calling this the Mount Rushmore of draft picks for the Titans?
Splashmore. Guys that never made a splash.
Well, listen, may I suggest that instead of that, let's call it the Sgt. Pepper's album cover selection. That's a lot of younger people don't know. That's the album with like 200 faces on the front of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's been 200 bad picks. Please don't gloss over the gift that keeps on giving Isaiah Wilson. I know y'all automatically put him on there, but just the stories about the driving and different things, and that's just the ones we know about.
Bad.
I heard of 2 or 3 other interactions at restaurants and different things that it's just like an 11-year-old kid turning loose with money.
Well, I heard he sold one copy of his rap album, and I heard you bought it.
I got it. It's autographed. He misspelled his name. but, yeah, that's the gift that gives on giving, and this is the Sgt. Pepper's draft. Pull that album cover up, everybody. It has 300 faces on it. See y'all.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a good one. Thanks, Kenny. That's a great phone call. Warmack, let's see, Josh says Warmack, Locker, and Green Beckham are on his list. So we'll get more of these. And then I have this question. If you're going to do this for the good draft picks, there's two that in my mind should be on there, but they were not drafted as the Titans. So do they count?
I'm so confused.
Don't answer that. We'll answer it next.
Okay.
Chase and Big Joe again. We're live today at the BetMGM Sports Lounge here at Bridgestone Arena. Dr. Crane is at the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Hey, you want to win an exclusive, this is Toby Keith, but Keith Urban experience, text in the keyword Keith, K-E-I-T-H, to 615-737-1025 and receive a link to sign up for a chance to win an all-inclusive tickets to the Eurostone Club at Bridgestone Arena to see Keith Urban, plus a chance to win $1,000 cash.
Not bad.
We're live at BetMGM Lounge here in Bridgestone Arena. Our show, the Chase and Big Joe Show, the People Show, is presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, where we will be tomorrow. I'm always happy when we're there.
Absolutely we
are. And that will be good.
You know, we can hear our drafting here real quick. If you go back to when the Titans showed up in 97, the franchise, Joey Kent was awful. Good man. Love Joey Kent at Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the crazy part about this. Kent was picked second, 46 overall, 13 catches in his career, which lasted three seasons. If you scroll down, there's one Derek Mason. 943 catches, 12,000 receiving yards. And it's just, you go down the stat, you look at Derek Mason sitting there, and it's like, holy hell. The fifth pick that season, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 97, and the guy had a Hall of Fame career. You never know, man. You never know. You would look at that and say, Joey Kent should have those numbers. Joey Kent was not even a percent of the receiver that Derek Mason was. Yeah.
Well, and look, it just shows you, I mean, this is now here's another interesting question. There's tentacles to this question.
Yes.
In the Titans era, is D-Mace the best producing draft pick beyond the third round? So basically fourth.
How about after
below.
The first round? You
well,
could take it
yeah,
after
I
the
mean,
first.
Right. But I mean, okay, you could probably say that, actually. I mean, he produced better than a lot of the first-rounders they had. But
nobody comes close.
I mean, Cortland Finnegan's on that list. He was a seventh-round pick.
Oh, I just thought you meant receiver-wise.
No. I'm talking about just any draft pick of the Titans because if – well, do you count – here goes to my other question. If you're doing a Mount Rushmore of great draft picks, Steve and Eddie – have to be on there, right? Even though they were drafted by the Houston Oilers.
Yeah, that's an easy topic to do.
Yeah.
The good ones. When you go
well my but
here's
that's
one
my
for
question.
You.
Do you, is that where you do combine the history because
no. I think you just go 99. Well, that's a good point.
Like they're on there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they have to be. Well,
because
I mean,
they played for the Titans.
Yes.
A majority of their career
correct.
Was
okay.
with the Titans.
I get to that. Here's your answer to Derek Mason. Jared Cook.
Cookie.
Had a good career.
Derek's was better than him, though.
No. Oh, yeah. Derek's yeah. the top. Nobody comes close to it, but I'm saying in that arena over there, sit in there, Jared Cook's up there. He's had a hell of a career.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been at the Saints, the Packers.
I would have – okay, I'll put Cookie on there. I think Cortland Finnegan. Do you put Blaine in this conversation? He was an eighth-round pick. I know it was in Houston, but – he spent a good chunk of his career here.
Yeah, not really. 90 oh, as a Titan.
4 years?
99 to 01. So
oh, okay.
3 years.
All right. So then I won't count him.
It's tough to put it in that kind of.
But I mean, you think about it.
Wait, hold on. Tajay Sharpe caught 117 passes in his career.
Yeah.
I don't remember one that he caught. I remember him and Kuharsky loved each other. Paul bought that mixtape, too, of Tajay Sharpe's, which was really good. I mean, it's – and then you got to look at, of course, A.J. Brown after the first round. I mean, there's different things going on, but we're talking the worst. I keep seeing Locker. A lot of y'all think Jake Locker was one of the worst draft choices of all time. When you get one or two
position.
Of those, I'm like, oh, okay, but a lot of you guys are weighing in saying Jake Locker is one of the worst Titans draft choices. And I kind of see it in a little bit. Because after 14, he just said, I'm out. But I think he was out because we've talked about this. He just hated Wisenhunt.
Well, here's some things that you got to think about. And I don't mean this in an insulting way, but I think most Titans fans don't think about it this way. I think we do because we're so close to the fire. I don't know if he's drafted where he's drafted if there's not a lockout.
It's a good point.
But they had signed Hasselbeck. all this stuff is going on with the lockout. They draft Locker. What was he, like 12th? Was he the 12th pick?
Eighth.
So he was top 10. Like, he's not a top – I didn't think he was a top 10 pick.
Some thought he was a top 5 pick the year before.
Right. So I think that's an interesting kind of situation. 9889 says, top Titans fan from Twitter. Top three is easily Andre Wolfolk, Caleb Farley, Treylon Burks, honorable mention Jake Locker.
See, another one.
Andrew from Dover. Here's one we haven't brought up yet. What about Kendall Wright? What do y'all consider him?
That's a good one. Kendall Wright was number one. Kendall Wright came in because they were drunk off Robert Griffin's year at Baylor in 2011.
Yeah.
And Wright was the recipient of all those passes. But 340 catches, 19 touchdowns. He stayed in the league only. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
I mean,
one.
For where you're going.
I consider him. Josh from Columbia says, Adoree Jackson, Kendall Wright, honorable mentions. LOL, I understand Jackson is still playing and just got paid, but he was so hyped and fizzled out of here.
It's a good point.
Okay, and here's the other thing. So nobody said Corey Davis, and you shouldn't say Corey Davis. I think Adoree Jackson is a good player. I don't think he's a first-round pick, and that's what happens sometimes is, like, Corey Davis was a good player. He wasn't the fifth overall pick good, and sometimes that happens.
So, right. You're right.
You know, you can't say bust just because they didn't live up to the position that they were taking in.
I mean, this 2015 draft, Mariota, obviously, you needed a quarterback. He had a great year at Oregon. It was not good here. But then you got Doriel Green Beckham. But this last part of the draft, Jalston Fowler, the running back from Alabama, David Cobb from Minnesota. I mean, they lasted – Cobb lasted a year in the league, Fowler 3 years. And look at this, Angelo Blackson ended up lasting 10 years in the league. So, I mean, when you get fifth, sixth, seventh round – take a flyer, man. This is another topic for another day, but a lot of the Titans draft choices in the fifth, sixth, and seventh round, some of them played well, but majority of them just don't make it for the league at long.
Yeah. Let me run through these real quick. Steven from Hendersonville. Kenny Britt, Akeem Ayers, Caleb Farley. That's a good list. Kenny Britt. Kenny Britt's disappointing. I don't know, but there you go. Weston Hermitage. Henry was in the second round, guys. We know. Chris Henry or Derrick Henry? Chris Henry was second round, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we said that. This is first, second, and third round. It doesn't have to be first round. This is Joey from Gallatin. Mark Mariani is a good pick at 222. He was seventh round. That's a good one.
Yep.
Yeah, Wright had a 1,000-yard season, as 9926 points out.
I mean, he did. He should have. But the promise of what he gave, everything fizzled out quickly. I mean, you don't have to look far to realize why the Titans aren't a very good franchise during these times.
8566 says, leave Jake alone. He was fine. The quarterbacks taken after him were Blaine Gabbert, Christian Ponder, and Colin Kaepernick. Who else would they have taken? Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton. Look, I'm not the one saying that. I can see.
Yeah, I mean, I see the argument. He was disappointing.
Yeah.
That's what he was. We will ask Jim Wyatt this question because he's seen every draft pick come through this here town. We'll see what he has to say and get his thoughts on the draft and everything, and maybe see if he was playing Fortnite last night with Cam Ward. We will talk to Jimmy next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.